Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast. I'm your host, Deneen White. Today I am so excited to introduce you to Erin Walker. Erin is someone who's known she wanted to be an actress since she was young, but deferred her dream for a while, and now she's back on track. Hi, Erin. How are you today?
Hello. How are you? Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to have you as well. So this is probably going to be the fastest couple minutes of your whole entire day. So can you start by telling me just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I have six siblings. I'm the oldest of five. I have one older. I enjoy fashion. I love, traveling. I love family. I'm very family oriented. And I am super excited about, branching out into acting. I've always wanted to act, but again, this was something that I was discouraged from early on. And, I really just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And I'm just really excited to, just learn more, start coaching and, or not coaching, start getting coached on my acting. And just seeing where it's going to take me.
It's awesome. Well, we're really excited to have you as a part of our VIP Ignite family. So here's a question for you. So I know when you and I spoke, you talked about how your mom kind of talked you out of pursuing your dream because she wanted you to do something that she understood, which is understandable. Parents do that all the time. But what was the tipping point when you were like, you know what, Mom, I did it your way, and now it's time for me to do my way. So what made you decide, okay, you know what, I've done the traditional route. Now I want to start pursuing my dream.
Well, so I received my bachelor's from Chatham University in integrative health studies, and I really enjoyed that. And I actually got accepted into the graduate school for physical therapy. And just in the course of that program, I just wasn't myself. I wasn't happy. And I'm just like, why am I doing something that I'm not happy in? I honestly don't want to work a 9-to-5. That's not something I'm actually interested in doing. It was just like, Erin, what do you want to do? Like, what is going to make you happy? And you know that, whatever that is, it's obviously going to be, you're going to have to work hard at it, but it'll be something that you actually enjoy. And that was like acting. I want to act. That's what I want to do. And it's just like, okay, why aren't you doing it? And I'm like, well, because, I don't know how to get there. Mom said that's not a career. And it's just like, how do I even start something that I completely am, unfamiliar with? So,
yeah.
I just know that, I'm going to, I bumped into VIP Ignite, and you guys kind of got me just really excited about, the places that I can go. I actually start talking to some people that I know locally that do, theater. And, everyone seems to just be really supportive of my decision, and I'm just ready to just soar forward.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. So how did you bump into VIP Ignite?
I'm pretty sure, since I've always wanted to do acting, there was always times that I would branch out and just research different things. And online, I've seen VIP Ignite, and, I kind of was skeptical because I've ran into so many situations where I was putting money into things that didn't really work out. But, this just kept popping up in my email, and I would listen to some of the seminars, and I'm like, okay, maybe you should look into this a little more. So that's pretty much what I did, and I'm like, this is legit. I actually had someone else look into it, and they're like, Erin, this actually could be a really good stepping stone for you. And I'm like, I'm going to go for it. So here I am.
That's awesome. So you sat through the webinar and you were like, okay, I got a lot of information in 2 hours. This is probably something I can work with.
Right. Absolutely. And then, it was just really interesting how straightforward You know, she was just like, listen, this is what it is, this is what it's not. And I was just like, okay. I like how real she was. I'm like, you know what, this is definitely, you know, the route that I need to take.
That's awesome. So, like, what is your big goal? Like, do you have, like, what is your big dream for acting? Do you have set your sights on a big goal yet?
Absolutely. So I definitely want to do film. I want to do movies. I'm definitely also interested in commercials. I've always wanted to do commercials as well. But I think my all-time dream is to do film. And I want to, like, not only do, you know, a specific character, I want to be able to play different roles. Like, you know, the happy or romance, scary, you know, just a little bit of everything, like adventure. Like, I want to have that. I want to be that actor that you can see in several different realms of film.
Okay. That's awesome. That's so exciting. So what is holding you back right now from pursuing that? Like, are you starting to look into, like, local theaters and different things like that so that you don't have to wait 8 months to get to L.A.?
So I'm actually going to start the coaching through VIP Ignite. I'm hoping to start next month.
I can't wait to have you in there.
Yeah, I'm super excited too. I'm also kind of like pondering. I'm pretty sure. I'm kind of just speaking this into existence, but I haven't like really reached out to, you know, the different places yet. But I'm pretty sure that I'm going to end up moving to Atlanta, and I think I want to do some really cool, because they have, you know, it's another place that, you know, is really big on film. You know, not as big as, you know, LA and New York, but it'll be a good start because they do have a lot of film there, and I want to go there, and they have a lot of nice acting companies, I guess, like they teach you, you know, you get nice acting lessons. I'm thinking about doing that, and I have family out that way, and they're already talking about it's okay if I can stay there. So that's pretty much, you know, my next route, but, like, I need to make sure, you know, am I going to have, like, a stable job, you know, so I can, you know, obviously still have some source of income and, you know, start acting classes. So I'm really excited about it.
That's awesome, Erin. One of the cool things about Atlanta is they have a lot of extra work there. Like, you're not going to be able to get, like, actually, like, main roles in Atlanta, because what Atlanta is known for is having they have these huge productions, and the people who are the big actors, they get flown in and flown out. They live in, like, New York and L.A., and but it'll be a really great experience for you to get your feet wet, you know, to even see if this is something that you like, to be an extra on set, because I'm sure there's an opportunity every once in a while in Pittsburgh, but I'm sure you'll have a lot more opportunities to at least do extra work in Atlanta. So that's awesome. That's really cool.
Right.
And it's great that you have family there too that's supportive.
Yes, very true. Yep, so definitely want to just start building my resume, and that's what Atlanta could do for me. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I feel like everyone has, like, one actor that they really look up to when they want to get into this industry. Is there an actor that you're like, you know what, I don't want to be you, but I definitely love what you do? Do you have an actor like that?
Absolutely. It would definitely be Viola Davis.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about this. She's amazing.
She really is. And the reason why I choose her is because every time she acts, like, she makes you feel everything in your soul. Like, I feel like she just knows how to just make you feel every emotion. Like, if you don't feel, you know, the character who she's portraying, like, you don't have a soul. Because she just does it well. I'm so serious.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, though, because there are a lot of people, like, you, when you watch, even if you don't, like the character that they're playing, if you don't feel for that character at the end, you're like, I love that you said that. That's awesome. That's a great person to emulate too, because you said that, like, you want to do a wide range of roles, and she does too. She doesn't do the same exact role in every in every film
right.
that she's in or every show that she's in. That's awesome. That's so cool. So, talk to me about this. Like, why are you excited for Camp Hollywood? What was it about Camp Hollywood that you were like, you know what? Out of everything I can sign up for, this is what I want to. So what are you excited about that? What are you excited about for Camp Hollywood?
I'm excited about the set, the set, the photo shoot. I'm excited about, I guess, learning more about how to present myself, how to be more competitive as an actress. I'm excited about the opportunity, really, to just network and meet, you know, people that are in the same, you know, line of work and are just excited to just learn more. So I'm excited to what Camp Hollywood needs to offer.
Excellent. Have you ever been out to Hollywood?
No. No, I've been to L.A., but I've never been to Hollywood. So.
Oh,
that'll
my
be
gosh.
Exciting.
Your mind is going to be completely blown when you get there. I tell everyone who hasn't been out there that you need to definitely take a couple days either before or after if you can, so that you have the opportunity to, like, see things. Because there's so many amazing things out there in L.A. that it's so much fun to get out there and, like, walk the walk of fame and be like, oh my gosh, like when we were out there last year, they had a big tribute to Michael Jackson because it was 10 years since he had passed away. So like, it was like Michael Jackson land. It was like, that was sad, but it was like, it was just awesome. The energy.
Right,
I just love Hollywood. Oh my gosh. I want to go back like now, like I want to hop on a plane right now and go to LA. I'll have to look into that. So here's another question I like to ask, and especially I think you coming from a big family, you'll probably have a really good answer for this one. One of the biggest indicators of success that I found through doing the podcast is a person's why. Okay, so I have two questions for you. First of all, like, why do you want to do this? Because the entertainment industry is a crazy industry, and it's hard. So why do you want to do this? So that's my first question. And then the second question is there a group of people that you're really hoping to inspire by your career?
So my first question, the first answer to the first question is because I know that's going to make me happy. Like, I know that this is something I genuinely want to do. And I feel like, you know, I have that quote that it says, you know, the biggest mistake that people make in life is not trying to make a living doing what they most enjoy. And I know that I most enjoy acting. So that's what I'm going to pursue. I know that it's going to be hard. I know it's going to be a long path, but like, this is what I'm willing to do.
Okay.
And as far as inspiring, I mean, I feel like I always want to inspire people to be great. To, you know, the motto that I always, you know, that I made it myself is, you know, be your best self, because, you know, nobody can do you better than you can do you. And I want to always inspire people to be them best, to be their best selves. So if I can inspire whoever along the way, you know, absolutely, I'd love to do that. And I don't have anyone specific, you know, but. Of course, I would definitely love to help people.
That's awesome. I think that's beautiful, Erin, because there are so many people out there that are not living There are so many people out there that are not living their authentic lives, and I love that you want to help people live their authentic lives. That's awesome. Well,
thank you.
Erin, I told you, you're welcome. I told you this is going to be the fastest couple minutes of your whole entire day, right? So I just want to thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I really appreciate your time, especially on a Sunday afternoon. I guess it's technically afternoon. And I can't wait to see you in coaching. Yes, right. I have my Patriots gear on already. So,
oh, boy.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get to hang out with you in the coaching once you get all signed up for that. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you in Hollywood.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate everything.
You're welcome.
And
you
I'm
have a
super
fantastic
excited
day.
About Hollywood as well. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. We're gonna have such a blast. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Me too.
Awesome. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. I just want to thank everyone so much for taking the time to listen to the VIP Ignite podcast. If you enjoyed my conversation with Erin, please hit subscribe because I have a lot of fantastic guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. And if you are interested in learning how to become an actor, a model, or a musician, please visit our website at ammsociety.com where you can get registered for our next live webinar. Thank you so much and have a fantastic day.